Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
It's Cruise Mornings with Stacey and Clayton, and I'm pulling an audible. Calling an audible, pulling one, taking one, what have you.
You had it right the second time. Okay. Calling an audible. Look at you, Peyton Manning, over there.
Thank you. I would just like to quickly ask you if you notice anything different about me.
Why do you do this to me?
You know what?
Why do you do this?
Last time we did this, what was it?
It was your hair part.
I was parting my hair
because
differently.
Usually you part your hair in the middle and then you part it to the side.
No, usually to the side, then I did it the middle.
Sorry, my bad.
Get it
I
right.
mean, it's such a big feature. How could I ever forget? Oh, wait, because it's just a hair part.
Okay.
And as a bald person, I was kind of offended by that, okay. to be honest with you. You just showing off the fact that you get a hair part.
Sorry.
My whole head is a hair part, okay?
Moses
but
has
yeah,
been there.
Rub it in. Rub it in.
We're talking this morning, though. Something different.
Are you using lip smackers?
No.
No? That'd be weird if you were. That's like
it's
a
for children.
90s teenager thing to do. nothing.
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 Zero things.
Again, sorry.
Glaringly obvious is what it should be.
You got new glasses.
There we go.
You got new glasses. They're bigger.
They're bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I have to... These aren't even new glasses. These are glasses that I just don't wear very often.
Okay.
I broke my glasses yesterday.
So... They're not even new glasses.
They're
old glasses.
I don't even think you've seen me wear these.
That shouldn't count. That shouldn't count.
There are
they
no
should
excuses
be new
for
glasses.
The, what you,
you
notice
no,
different
no, no, no,
about
no, no.
me.
You
game.
Shouldn't be saying, oh no, you didn't notice my backup glasses. If you just bought new glasses, that's an exciting thing.
I love how I you should always get, try and talk your way out of these.
I should not get excited for backup glasses.
I don't think I've worn these for like 4 years.
I feel like I'm in trouble now because I didn't notice. Oh, no. I'm in the doghouse.
I'd never put you in the doghouse.
It's just... backup
I just
glasses. Are you
remember that apparently
me?
You just don't really even see me.
Yeah, pity party population Stacy today, apparently.
I got a text from you last night. I can't remember exactly what time it was. I think it was about, 8:30. And I just wanted to let you know now that basically anytime you text me, I'm assuming it's going to be to tell me that Brenly's in labor and you won't be at work the next day.
Oh, it's go time, hey? Yeah.
Go time text. I have this... Well, first of all, anytime you text me, usually in the morning or the evening, I'm like, ooh, he's sick. Something's wrong. Maybe he can't come into work.
I'm glad you said sick after that because at the start of that sentence, this is how it sounded from my point of view here. Every time Clayton texts me, I'm like, go! I'm like, oh, thanks. Oh, thanks.
No, I love when you text me. It's just... I'm super paranoid mm-hmm. now.
I'm just glad you finished that sentence. Okay,
okay
good.
No problem.
And if you think you're paranoid, how do you think I feel whenever I get a text from my wife right now?
I guess.
In case you have no idea what we're talking about, by the way, my wife is 8.5 months pregnant.
Yeah.
So any day now, I'm on call.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked about it on Monday. I don't know how people do it. Like people who are on call for a living.
How, yeah.
You're constantly on edge. You can never have fun. How do you relax?
I know.
I don't get this. Every time my wife texts me, I'm like, Sabah! I'm running to the closet, getting my shoes on. No, it's just a kissy emoji reminding me how much she loves
okay,
me.
Okay, thank God.
Oh, Brenly, why would you do that? God, right?
It.
We need a code word. We need a code word or something. So when I text you, you know, like to look at it. And
okay.
That's the code word. So spumoni.
Oh, I was going to say pumpernickel.
Yeah. What should our code word be? What's a funner word? Spumoni? Pumpernickel. P is just always such a fun word, right? Like the letter P.
Fun letter?
Fun letter.
Yeah.
That's what I meant. Fun letter. It's always in the fun words. Pumpernickel. And whatever. Spumoni.
How about snuffleupagus?
Nope. Spumoni.
Too hard.
Or what was yours?
Pumpernickel.
Pumpernickel. What's the funner code word? More fun? Funner?
Funnest.
Funnester.
Yeah.
What's the funnester code word? Obviously it's spumoni.
Pumpernickel. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. That was weird. I don't know what that
get
was
that
all
out
about.
Of the way.
Big win for the Leafs last night. They're up 3-2 in their series with the Tampa Bay Lightning. Austin Matthews and Mitch Marner, they're saying that Jason Spezza's speech at the end of the first period.
Jason Spezza's speech?
Jason Spezza's speech. It was the main reason that they won. Jason Spezza delivered this ultimate pump-up speech in the first intermission.
Really?
And that's what willed the Leafs to victory. I know as a non-sports fan, you don't think pump-up speeches can do much. But let me tell you, they can do a lot. I mean, just look at the movie Any Given Sunday. Sure, it was fictional, but you know what? Al Pacino's speech at halftime there, oh, it got the boys going.
I guess, hey.
But pump-up speeches, it shouldn't just be for sports, Stacey. We should have pump-up speeches for just everyday normal things.
Real life?
Right?
Yeah.
For example, I'm going to give a pump-up speech right now to my front lawn.
Okay.
Because it's not growing.
Oh, dear.
It is not growing. It needs some motivation, Stacey. And like any pump-up speech in movies, you need the weird, sullen background music that
so
starts
sad.
Super sad, but then slowly gets more
Builds.
Inspirational as it goes. I swear it's the same song in every movie, by the way. It's
Probably.
Weird. It's been a long winter, gentlemen. One of the longest. And that entire time, you were waiting. Waiting for your chance. To take what's yours. To do what you do best. You got the tools. The fertilizer is laid. The topsoil's down. The dog pee spots are ripped out. Everything you need to succeed has been done for you. And if you want that feeling, you want that feeling of success, the feeling that everyone strives for, you can have it. It's right there. You can have it if you want it. You have what it takes, so take it. Take it. We've done everything we can for you. It's all on you now, gentlemen. You control your destiny. You decide if it's going to be a good summer. You decide if you want to let this whole cul-de-sac down. You decide if you want to put your big boy pants on and get to work. It's up to you to look yourselves in the mirror and decide. What kind of you do you want to be? It's up to you.
I'm inspired.
Seriously,
I
freaking
don't know what
grow. Everyone else's freaking lawn is looking great in my cul-de-sac. I look like a loser right now.
Aww.
You're making me look like an idiot, front lawn. Seriously, though, this background
Good.
Music.
I'm really fired up
nice.
There.
Thank you. I'm ready to run through a brick wall. Hiding spots when you were a kid. I think we all had a little stash of something, whether it be money or treasure or fireworks or whatever. When you were a kid, you wanted to hide it away from your parents. Where was your hiding spot when you were a kid?
I had a couple.
Okay.
One of them I had, and I don't know why, like I put some candy in a bag,
mm-hmm.
and then I wrapped the bag up, and then I buried it in the sandbox.
Okay.
Because, like, my parents never went in the sandbox.
True. Which parent does?
Exactly. So that was a good spot.
It's pretty smart.
I also used to put stuff up in the tree.
Like a cat.
Mm-hmm. Just like a cat.
Digging in the sand, climbing trees. You're basically a cat when you're a kid.
I am basically a cat.
Yeah.
But that's what you think. Cats are sneaky, right?
So your strategy was outside.
Or in my sock drawer, inside a sock.
Okay.
Don't just go under the socks. You got to go in the sock.
Yeah, rookie move. Parents are checking in the socks. Parents are so snoopy. Let's be honest here. Parents are snooping in their kids' rooms. Can't wait to do that when my kid's born.
It's going to be great.
My go-to hiding spot, though, because I was like you. I kind of thought, oh, maybe I'll hide it outside, dig it somewhere, right? But then my brother and sister and I, we all had the same communal hiding spot. We had the roof in our basement was like tiles that you could move.
Called a suspended ceiling.
Suspended ceiling. Mm-hmm. Again, I'm not a handy guy.
Okay.
So you can move the tiles.
Just what they're called.
And we could just hide stuff up there.
Yes.
That's
the best. We
hid everything up there. Beers, liquor. Not so family friendly magazines, everything up
Ooh,
there.
Wow.
It was our stash, right? And each one of us had like our own square. It was like, all right, third square in, two squares in, boom, that's Leslie Ann square right
yep.
there, right? So we all had our little corner of the basement. One day though, a half full beer tipped over and it made a brown stain on one of them. So my mom sees it, thinks the pipe's leaking, moves one of them.
Oh boy.
Dum-dum.
Jackpot!
Not just one stash, three separate stashes.
All the children.
I'm walking home from school. I was in like grade 8. I'm walking home from school. All of a sudden, my brother and sister driving the Ford Tempo down Cold Spring Court And they're like, I'm like, what's going on? And mom found the stash.
We're out of here.
She's pissed. Heads up for that when you get home. I'm like, oh, I've never been more scared.
Oh, God. Walking into that?
When you walk into the house and you know you're in trouble, there mm-hmm. is no worse feeling.
No. Sometimes when you hear the word free, you get really excited. I know I do.
For example, free food and fuel. And no, we have not played the cue to call yet. Your chance to win $100 to Saskatoon Co-op is coming up in a bit. Last week for this, by the way. So yeah. If you haven't won yet, make sure you listen for that cue to call.
What I was meaning to say when it comes to free is like free ping pong. Playing ping pong for free mm-hmm. sounds kind of cool. I don't know. Most people have it in their basement. Or I shouldn't say most people. Some people have it in their basement. But in Toronto, they're doing something pretty cool. You can play free ping pong all over the city. They have these concrete ping pong tables that are being put in public spaces that allow you, if you have your paddle and mm-hmm. ball, you just play a game of ping pong randomly on the street.
So it's not bunch of old mangy ping pong tables. Like,
just
you know,
in
the
a
ones,
park.
The ones from 88 that you have in your buddy's basement. It's not like those crappy looking ones.
No.
They're actually nice looking, well done concrete ping pong tables.
Yeah.
I love it.
And
looks
apparently,
awesome.
I feel like ping pong is kind of like, I have this friend whose husband goes around legitimately with a ping pong paddle and a net.
Some people do. I have just a goalie stick and a blocker and catcher in my trunk just in case a shinny game breaks out, a road hockey game breaks out, and you need a goalie. I got it ready to go at all times, Stacey.
All I have just in case for sports
mm-hmm.
is a tennis ball in the backyard just in case a dog comes to
never
play
know.
With it.
Never know.
Not even
never
for tennis.
Know.
It's just for the dog.
There are some other things too. They have like those concrete chessboards. Like it's a little concrete yep. table with a chessboard.
Boom. Those have been around for ages.
I feel like this would be an awesome idea for Saskatoon if people wouldn't make a fuss about the winter. Because that's the thing. Whenever you want to make something free and available for everyone in Saskatoon, like there's that workout gym place by River Landing, right?
Oh, yeah.
Super cool spot to work out, pump some iron. Oh, you're never going to use it in the winter, though. So we can never have nice things in the summer because we're just not going to use it in the winter?
Apparently.
I hate that mentality here in Saskatoon. I think ping pong tables by River Landing all across Meewassin, that would be an awesome idea. But people would be like, no, why waste money on something we're not going to use in the winter?
See, my mindset always goes to like, we can't have nice things because someone will ruin it. Like
spray paint or...
Spray paint or what if someone like, you know, Millenite just takes a big old dump on it or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, sometimes that does happen.
I don't want to be the pessimist in the yeah. relationship, but you know what? I think about that
I'm
sometimes.
I'm thinking more of the Carl complainers, right? Oh, typical city council wasting money on things for us to do.
Yeah, like, how rude.
How dare they, right? Hey, city council has its issues, but I'd be down for this, right?
Yes.
Ping pong tables?
Concrete ping pong tables.
And hey, winter pong. Did we just invent a new sport? Winter ping pong? You could totally do this in the winter.
You'd have to scrape off a table. Oh, it's too much work.
Adam Sandler coming out with a new movie. It's a basketball movie. It's called Hustle.
Ugh.
And what?
Another sports movie.
Sports movies are great. How dare you?
Sorry.
How dare you?
I should maybe let... I'll let you describe it and then I'll judge
See,
it.
So Adam Sandler, it's another serious role for him. Uncut Gems, he was serious in that one. He was a little ridiculous. He was a character in that one. Punk Drunk Love. I don't think it's that. Punch Drunk Love. No? Anywho, who cares? Probably sucks.
It's Punch Drunk Love.
Punch
yep.
Drunk Love. There we go.
Let's get that right.
Clayton, confidence. Come on. You knew you were right. It's called Hustle. Adam Sandler's like this 25-year basketball scout for the Philadelphia 76ers. He's their European scout, so he's going all over the place. He's never at home, always on the road. Discovers this like diamond in the rough playing street ball. Brings him over. Turns him into the star, but the GM doesn't want it. Yada yada. It looks awesome.
Let me guess, there's some turmoil thrown in there, too.
Drama is a-cooking in this, let me tell you. But people are already shutting it down. Like, some movie critics are saying legit Oscar buzz for Adam Sandler.
Oh, wow.
And they're not just saying that because it's just the first day, a lot of excitement around the trailer. They're like, no, this is good.
I think he got nominated for...
He almost did for Uncut Gems.
Right.
There was Oscar buzz for Uncut Gems, and I think that's leading to more Oscar buzz.
Good for him.
For Uncut Gems, it was like, really? Adam Sandler? Oscar? Yeah, okay. And Grizzly Adams has a beard.
Whoa.
An Adam Sandler movie reference describing Adam Sandler. Adam Sandlerception. But honestly... just because he's goofy, it doesn't mean he can't be serious.
Oh, absolutely.
I love the transformation of Adam Sandler. Adam Sandler went from the howdy dooby dooby guy to being legit Oscar worthy.
Yeah.
I love that. It just proves that goofy people can do other things than just be goofy.
Jim Carrey is also great at being hilarious and also very serious.
Ryan Reynolds, right?
Robin Williams
hilarious guy. Yeah, like it's just, it seems like this is getting the Nickelback treatment, right? People will see the movie trailer. Oh, it's Adam Sandler. Don't like it.
Some people have a big hate on for
people
him.
People do that with Nickelback, too. Oh, I like this song. It's by Nickelback. Never mind, I hate it.
Change my mind.
Everyone deserves a little recognition. It's time for some Cruise shout-outs.
Shout out!
Take it away, Stacey and Clayton.
Shout out to restaurants who have legit Tupperware for their takeout containers. You know the ones we're talking about here. Black bottom, clear lid.
The best!
It's actually better than Tupperware because you don't care if you lose it. If you're a restaurant and you have the black bottom clear lid set up, good for you. Good for you.
Shout out to Spring. Spring honestly gets the short end of the stick, coming in at number 3 in the season rankings behind those summer and fall hot shots. But this part of spring is great. The rain is freshening things up, streets are being cleaned, grass is growing, trees are budding, patios are popping up almost anywhere, all the thawed out dog shit is gone off your lawn, so it just smells amazing.
Shout out to Blowtorches. Congrats on being promoted to kitchen appliance. I watch a lot of food videos, and lately chefs have been using blowtorches instead of ovens to melt cheese on sandwiches, to toast bread. You grinded it out in the minor leagues for years, blowtorches. You went from weird garage toy to fancy kitchen tool.
What an incredible Cinderella story. This unknown comes out of nowhere.
Shout out to the glass of water on your nightstand. Always there if you need it, like a good friend. It's just the right temperature to quench that middle of the night dry throat, but for some reason it tastes better than middle of the day water. Anyone else notice that? It's a real thing. It tastes sweeter, probably from the dust, but regardless. Great hits and the best rock ever. 96.3 Cruise FM.
Well done.
It's Cruise Mornings. Stacey and Clayton. My heart is pounding. What was I even going to say? I was just so shocked that I was able to time that out. Free food and fuel.
There you go.
We have not heard the cue to call yet.
No.
It's going to happen twice today. Your chance to score a $100 gift card to Saskatoon Co-op. Big shout out to Sask Pork for helping us out with this one. And by the way, it's the last week for free food and fuel. The last chance for you to win those gift cards and get in the grand prize draw. $100 a week for a year.
Three things here. First of all, today's McHappy Day.
Yep.
Guilt-free McDonald's, baby.
Yes, I can't
Let's
wait.
Let's freaking go.
And for a good cause.
Exactly. Raises money for Ronald McDonald's House Charities. Crush some Dons today. Also, rider training camp opens today. Forgot to mention that in the sports.
Beauty.
The rookies are at Griffith Stadium, 10 o'clock. You want to go see them practice.
Might drive by a few times.
Third thing, bumper stickers. What happened? Bumper stickers used to be funny. Or a way to brag about your honor roll kid. Now, bumper stickers, wholly aggressive. Wow.
It's basically the internet on the back of your vehicle.
Yeah, like
honestly.
We're not, and again, obviously the F. Trudeau stickers, we're not talking about those. But also, yeah, aggressive. There's this one that I've seen like 3 or 4 times the past week. It is basically, don't park close to my car because my kids will swing open their doors and dent your door. That's what the little
bumper sticker says.
Yeah.
Okay.
And like, I get it, right? If you park super close to one car and there's nothing but space on the other side,
yeah,
you just park like a jack wagon. Yeah, don't do that. Like, repark, right?
Yeah.
But sometimes it's just a tight squeeze on either side.
Mm-hmm.
And you need a spot. And sometimes you just got to kind of, you got to do that. I'm just going to sneak right past you, right? So you got to think skinny, suck in the gut, and
suck
just
it
do
in,
it, right?
Yeah.
Kids just dinging cars because they're kids? That's not an excuse.
Well, exactly. Like, teach your kids to either wait or, like, maybe keep the doors locked and go let them out. Like, or just teach them to not do that.
You could also, again, just teach them not to swing open doors. That's just a nice little...
And you also can't just slap a sticker on the back of your car as a disclaimer and be like, well, this gets me out of it because I said, see right here where it said I told you this would happen? That's my get-out-of-jail-free card.
I don't have to parent because I have a bumper sticker.
Yeah.
That's not how it works, guys.
Sorry, my kid steals things sometimes. What do you do?
You stole my kid's bike. Did you check my bumper sticker, buddy?
The bumper sticker said I was gonna.
I tried to warn you. Stacy and I are fighting. We disagree about a certain topic, which means we're going to court.
I'm taking your ass to court.
Here's the deal. We cannot agree on supermarkets, grocery store, whatever you want to call it. We can't agree on this etiquette thing. When you're waiting in line at the grocery store, you got all your groceries on the conveyor belt there, and someone's behind you. You know the little...
divider?
The divider. I call it the stick. The stick. Whose job is it to put the stick down on the conveyor belt? Is it the person who's currently putting their groceries on, or is it the person next in line?
Oh.
Let's go to court, Stacy.
Okay. I am going to fight in, I guess, defense of the person putting down the groceries.
Okay.
Your Honor, it comes down to a simple question. Are you a good person? A good person will put the divider down for the person behind them. A good person takes it upon themselves to separate and identify one's purchase.
Objection!
A clear indication that they intend to only pay for their groceries and not those of the person behind them. It's a simple gesture that not only divides, but implies an air of kindness towards the person behind them, sharing that nod of recognition.
I'd like to request a quick recess, please.
For what?
I don't know.
Stop using court terms. It gives the person behind you the go-ahead to put their groceries on the belt, saving them from the confusion of when's a good time.
Sustained.
Also, it gives you a feeling of control, which, let's face it, feels good.
Your Honor, if I may approach the bench.
Overruled.
Sustained.
You can't handle the truth.
Your Honor, the person paying is already doing so much. And in today's society, with self-checkout and no workers at the grocery store, oftentimes that person has to bag their own groceries. Do you think they have time to put the divider on the conveyor belt? Absolutely not. It should be up to the person next in line to put the stick on the conveyor belt. They're doing nothing but waiting. They're doing nothing but sitting around daydreaming. It should be up to them to put the stick down. The other person in line's already got stuff to do. They're already worried about getting their Air Miles card out. If they're using cash, debit, or credit, they're good, okay? It should be up to the person doing nothing with their thumb in their mouth.
Gross.
I know.
At a grocery store?
All right, who won? Sustained. Objection. Overruled. Overruled was the one we forgot.
Yes.
Dang it.
Stacey and Clayton, weekday mornings 6 to 10 on Cruise.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.